Sorry, I was just saying it's 6 o'clock. I gotta start. I'll see you guys later. Hello, everyone. Good morning. I mean, good evening. Or it could be morning. It could be morning for everyone. I think it's probably evening or night, though. Hello. We got some listeners coming in. Hello. And I see... Yep, I got a favorite. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Good evening. Hello. So, we're just gonna be chilling today, and, not really doing anything highly specific. I'm just testing my, my audio streamer, or my AudioPub streamer program. Already one part of this has seemed to fail. I tried to record the stream. The audio PubStreamer is supposed to have recording functionality now. Unfortunately, even though I put the path in the box, it's like, oh, path isn't set. And it's like, yes, path is set. So I'm going to have to tell Claude about that issue, and we're going to have to fix it. So that's great. But yeah, how's everyone doing today? How are we? How are we doing? Hope everyone's having a good evening or night, depending on what time it is for you. And I have finished my water. So now I can talk freely. So, this stream is being archived, so I'm going to go ahead and talk about what PubStreamer is and why I am doing this. So, I use several pieces of software on my computer to stream OBS. I use Firefox for the chat reader, and I use Frostcast for the actual streaming part of it. That's a client that Sweet Daddy Riz on this website, you probably know him as, Matthew is what I know him as. He vibe-coded this application called Frostcast for streaming to Icecast. And so I've been using several pieces of software to stream, and it would usually send my RAM up to like 6 gigabytes or 7 gigabytes of the 8 that is available on my machine. And I've been having issues with OBS crashing and stuff like that because of the limited resources. And so I thought, well, there's several things I like to do when I'm going live on AudioPub. Why don't I just make a single application that does all of that for me? And so right now you're hearing a WAV file play. That is when I was doing scuba diving, so you can hear the underwater sounds and stuff. It's playing on loop. That is a source that you can add to PubStreamer. It'll play WAV files on loop. So that's pretty neat. And it supports application patching, so you can add sources for that. You can apply VSTs to your sources and stuff like that. You can apply VSTs to the master track, essentially, so that the entire stream audio is affected. If you wanted to do like limiters and compressors and stuff like that, really EQ the hell out of your setup and stuff like that. That's an option for you. Most notably is the RAM usage. So right now I am using 3.43 gigabytes of RAM, which is a record low for me when I'm streaming, which is pretty neat. I've never been able to reach such low RAM usage before. My CPU shows that only 11% of it is being used, so that's pretty cool. So yeah, it does all this stuff and it's pretty light on processing power. It also automatically posts to Mastodon for me whenever the stream starts, so I didn't even have to do that bit. I just had to write the post that I wanted for Mastodon and the app takes care of the rest. It also reads that Mastodon conversation out loud on the stream, so if anybody replies to the conversation thread, it will be announced during the stream. I have chat going through a different voice so that you can tell the difference between AudioPub chats and Mastodon chats. And the chat reader can also be added as a source, which gets patched directly into the stream. And you can set the chat provider to several different things. You can set it to Sappy5, Piper is an option, Sam Toopy's speech to audio relay, Star is an option, the Microsoft Edge TTS voices, Microsoft Azure TTS voices, if you have an API key, Google Gemini text-to-speech, if you have an API key for that, the free Google Translate TTS, Amazon Polly, and 11 Labs, and I think there's a couple more as well. OpenAI, that's another option for you as well, if you want TTS to go through that. And so you have all these different options available for what TTS engine you want to use to read chat, so that's pretty neat. And so since I'm using Edge TTS, I'm using multilingual voices, so you can send me a message in any language. I won't understand it, but you can, and it'll read it. Some languages are better than others, but, you know. And, yeah. You can also, so this has direct integration with AudioPub itself through the API. So you're even able to enter the title and description of the stream and hit start streaming, and it'll just go. Like, you don't even have to go to the website to do it. The only thing this doesn't have right now is it doesn't have listener count, so you can't see listener count of the stream yet. And there's no chat edit box on the chat tab. You can only view chats, but since it has direct AudioPub integration now, you can have it. I could add the chat edit box easily enough now. It also has stream scheduling. So I set a schedule for it to start at 6, and then I checked the box, and it took the title and description that I wrote, the Mastodon post that I wrote, and it scheduled all of that to go off at 6 p.m. So you can now set stream schedules for when you want to go live, which is pretty cool. So yeah, a lot of stuff this application does now. Welcome. Also, you hear those sounds, the those are the listener join and leave sounds. Fan. Hello. Hello. How are we? So, I've seen your name. I actually, like, read your name in the chat history.
The Bite Bender. Yep. What are you playing here?
These are underwater sounds. This is from one of my scuba diving excursions. So we were doing zero gravity jumps, and So this is just the ambience from that. I say this a lot, but I'll say it again. If anybody wants to hear music...
Mullet fan, I just opened my first pull request to AudioPub like an hour ago. Really excited about that since I haven't done web dev in a long, long time.
Nice. But yeah, if anybody wants to hear music instead of the underwater sounds at any point, just let me know. I will switch. I will mute this source and unmute the other one. Although it is the Super Liam stream music that I made, so I haven't made any music for this.
The Bite Bender. I saw that. I'll have to review it tomorrow because I'm still super tired today due to a long travel.
Meatbag, I mentioned this a few minutes ago, but
Mullet fan, at the Bite Bender, nice.
I mentioned this a few minutes ago, Bite Bender, but I added this interface is with the AudioPub API directly now, so you can type in the title and description in the application and hit start stream, which also allows you to do stream scheduling as well, so you don't even have to open a web browser to start. So I definitely, when I put this on GitHub, I definitely want to have you look at that. Just, you know, again, to make sure that everything is working as it should. I mean, it works as it should. It works pretty well. On the surface, it does what I want it to do. I just don't know if there's any vulnerabilities with it, is all. There shouldn't be. But yeah, like I said, this uses very little memory on my computer and very little CPU as well. So I'm using 12.3% of my CPU right now and 3.42 gigabytes of RAM. So this program is very light on resources. So this does exactly what I want it to. Which is pretty cool. And yeah. We've got nice, lovely water sounds in the background. We've got all sorts of stuff, and it hardly takes any power from my computer, which is very nice. I'm very happy with how this project turned out. And I think a lot of people will be happy to use this as well. And yeah.
Mullet fan. I'll definitely be using it, if anything, for the sound alerts.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Derek Merced, is the interface a bunch of tabbing around or?
I mean, it's not a bunch of tabbing around. You have to tab to get to different elements and stuff like that, but I wouldn't say it's a bunch of tabbing around. But if there's anything about the interface that appears odd, I'm going to be open sourcing this under the GPL v3. So you guys will be able to submit pull requests and stuff like that to make the interface simpler, if that's what you want to do. And yeah.
Let me set this door right here.
Okay, there we go. But yeah, this is gonna be pretty cool, I think.
Derek Merced. I like how much thought went into this.
Oh yeah, this is something I've been yearning for ever since streaming became a thing for the first time, and I had to do all this stuff with OBS and stuff. So, it's a welcome change for me personally. And yeah, like I said, my favorite feature right now is the stream scheduling. So you can set it up like I said, at you can type in the hour, the minute, AM, PM, and you check that box, and it'll go live exactly when you tell it to. I'm trying to get recording to work, because obviously AudioPub archives streams, but I also want to have recording work so that you can mix sources and stuff like that in post and then upload edited versions of the archive whenever you like. So that's a thing that I'm aiming for. These sounds are so relaxing. In general, like I said, I talk a lot about this, I know, but in general, scuba diving is very relaxing. Just that the general atmosphere and stuff like that is very calming, very nice, very comfortable. But yeah, if you guys have anything you want to talk about, I'm open to anything, as I said, so send your messages and I will, yeah.
Derek Merced, I've always wanted to try. Been skiing, skydiving, but never this.
Oh, skydiving, that's a thing I'm, I'll pass on that. I'm afraid of heights, so and I know incidents can happen when skydiving, and I just no thank you.
Derek Merced, LOL.
Yeah. I wanna play a game that is like relatively calm, because I want to talk to you guys and not have to focus too hard, but like I also want to do something at the same time. I don't know what chill games there are though. But yeah, I'd love to do that. I haven't shown off application patching yet either, so that would be pretty cool to show off.
Mullet fan, Stardew, I guess maybe.
Oh yeah, Stardew Valley. I've never played that before. Like, ever. So I don't... I wouldn't even know how to get started, I guess. Also, how is it on weaker hardware? Because that's a consideration to make. If it's not great on... if it's not great on weaker hardware, then...
Derek Merced, I also have 8 gigs and it runs fine. Mullet fan, okay. You can literally run it on a potato.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd have to get the mod and stuff like that, but yeah, I could probably do that. Let me see. Where's that Stardew Valley mod? forum.audiogames.net/search/advance. V-A-L-E-Y? No. V-A-L-L-Y?
The Bite Bender. Don't.
Don't? You guys don't want to hear, or you don't want to hear games tonight?
Derek mulletfan. https://github.com/stardew-access/stardew-access. The Bite Bender. Don't search on the forum. You run a chance of crashing it, and the search will take like 5 minutes.
That I did not know.
Derek Merced. Have to get it from Steam. Derek Merced. Or GOG.
Let's see. Let's click on this link. You're about to open an external link. Open. Okay, Firefox. And now, so I guess I just get it from releases, yeah, okay. Assets. So there's beta.2.zip. I'm guessing not the debug version. So we're just going to download this zip here.
Mullet fan. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the game is like $15. Also, you might not want to do it right now since, well, you've never played the game, so you won't be able to play it without focusing really lol.
Mew. Yeah, that's fair.
Hello, shotgun shell.
Hello. Yeah, that's a good point. My brother actually bought Stardew Valley for me, so that is a thing, so I wouldn't have to pay for it. He bought it for me for Christmas, or maybe it was my birthday, I can't remember. No, it was definitely for Christmas. But yeah, I don't know how to play it, so unfortunately, yeah, that is a consideration.
Mew, what is that roar in your background?
That is underwater sounds from when I went scuba diving a few weeks ago, and we were doing underwater jumps.
Mew.
And stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Do you like it? I like it myself. It's pretty peaceful.
Mew, it's nice.
Nice. So I guess what we could do is... Entombed is a nice, chill game, right? You don't really have to focus on that too hard. And besides, I'm not really... I just kind of want it for background noise and
Derek
stuff like
Merced.
That, right? So.
Yes. Mew, I'm excited for your program. Laughing face.
Yeah, and as you can see, it's using Edge TTS right now. And if you reply to me on Mastodon, if somebody wants to reply to my conversation thread, you have to reply to the... Yeah?
Mew. Yeah. Can't say I'm a huge fan of that.
Oh, yeah, that. I mean, it's another chat option for those who don't have AudioPub. It's... You don't have to enable it, but it's a thing that I wanted to have, so...
Mew. Know the TTS.
Oh.
The programming linguist at Danjero, does it still say all the mentions?
It doesn't say, like, it shouldn't say every mention that you get just outside of the conversation, but it will read conversation replies and stuff. If I'm not sure exactly what you mean, but,
The Bite Bender. It still says your mention. Probably shouldn't, because that's going to be a part of every message.
Ah, I see. Yeah. Maybe I could have, maybe I could tell Claude not to, to
Mew.
Capture that part?
Ah. So strip Mastodon at handles out of it.
Yeah. I might do strip at handles out of it entirely. Unless I should have other at mentions besides my own username, but I mean, I wouldn't really see the point of it. It just takes up speech events and stuff like that, so.
Mew. I mean, it personally doesn't bother me either way.
Fair enough.
Mew. I would definitely recommend adding other TTS options like Sappy or something else.
Oh, it has Sappy. Sappy's available. I like these edge voices myself, so that's why I use them. But yeah, it supports Sappy.
Mew. That's fair. Smiley face.
But yeah, it supports Sappy. It supports Star, 11 Labs, Google Translate voices, Google Gemini, Azure.
Mew. Oh shit. Cool.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff, all sorts. We're gonna run. There we go. There we go. Let me come in here to the sources. I'm gonna mute the. Well, actually, I'm not going to mute it yet.
Mew's smiling face with hearts at Danjero, I'm replying to your thingy thing. Hello again, Shotgun Shell.
That was such a cringe name. I don't know why I ever chose it. I mean, I was 15 at the time, to be fair, but... So I'm going to stop this underwater source. Sorry for the abrupt stop there. Entombed. Add. You guys should be able to hear that now. Hopefully.
Mullet Van. Double Shotgun Shell. Mew. You're duplicated. The Bite Bender.
I am?
Your voice is doubled.
Okay. We're going to have that problem now. Okay, looks like we're not gonna...
Mew. Echo Shell.
Okay, so unfortunately application patching
bender.
Is still kind of
You're
unstable.
Normal now.
Yeah, so for some reason, certain applications, when you patch them, they patch your microphone instead, and the application
Mew,
patch doesn't
You know
work.
The fuck what? I had a similar issue in Audio Router. Mullet Van. Echo, echo, shell, shell.
Which is really unfortunate, because I wanted to do something, like, nice and chill during the thing, but... Oh well.
Mew. Nah, it was more like... Ikeko Hoshishello.
I guess we're gonna bring the underwater sounds back.
Mew. Wow. Oh. That did that way better than I anticipated.
Where's my underwater sound then?
Mew. I ate it.
Don't mute this source. Turn that off. There we go.
The Bite Bender. Dangro.
Dangro. I love that it does that. That's funny. Dangro.
Mew. Dangun Sheldro.
Dangun Sheldro.
Mullet Van. Echo Shell. The world's first blind accessible shotgun shell. Killing people is for everyone. By now. https://djepic.co.uk. Mew. Def. OMG.
Fucking great. Hello. Hello, new listener. Yeah.
Mew. So what is the other earcon thing?
The other earcon thing? Oh, it... So, ba-doop, means that there's a listener coming in, ba-doop, means there's a listener leaving, and ba-doop, means there's a chat. Sorry, I'm not good at sound imitations and stuff like that, so... I want to have someone make
Mew,
better sounds eventually.
I thought AudioPub didn't have an API.
I'm pretty sure it does, because it... I mean, we're not doing browser scraping for this, so...
Mew, not when I looked.
I mean, we're not doing browser scraping for this, so, that's not... it's not doing it with that, so I figured if it's not scraping the site, it must be
Mew,
an API.
Maybe streaming has an API. I don't think AudioPub as a whole has an API.
Ah. Yeah, because some stuff because if it had to scrape the page to do it, then we'd be using a lot more RAM and processing power than we are. So it can't be that. Oh, you know what I could play? This isn't exactly a chill game, but I can turn it down, I suppose. Yeah?
Mew. Yeah, it seems like your little program, aside from that routing issue, works quite well.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem with application patching is. I've been working on fixing that for a while. I spent days on that, and it still has issues.
Mew.
So
I do. It's called Windows Audio Sucks.
That's true. That is so true. So what I'm gonna do. I'm going to lower the volume of this source. Mm-hmm.
Mew. Wait, so what game are we playing, me wanna know?
Bokura no dai bouken.
Mullet fan. I am curious to see the code when it releases because I too don't think AudioPub has an API. At least not that I've seen from reading the code. Mew. Version 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 69?
Version 2. Yeah, version 2, I think. Let's see.
Mew,
here.
Mana Morn is not loading.
Mana. Alright. Let's mute this underwater source. There we go. Now hopefully the game should be quiet enough to where we can still hear stuff over it.
Mew. Yep, I hear book 2. Mullet fan.
Book 2.
Mew, who doesn't know anything about audio games, lol. Mew. And it's at a respectable volume.
Okay, good. That's not what I wanted.
Mew. Slimy, slimy, slime.
Ow. I need to be paying attention. Oh, jeez.
Merced. Ow. Where is Stone Shower, lol?
I actually need to... If I turn the game down... SNDVOL... Whoops. SNDVOL. If I turn it down through here... Does it lower the volume for
Mew.
All of you?
Yes, it adjusts in the stream.
Okay, so we're gonna have to turn it up to compensate. Alright.
Mew. Nope. Actually, that volume was fine.
Okay, this one's fine.
Mew. Yep, that's fine.
Okay, good. Ow, ow. There we go. But yeah, this is
Mew. Happy, happy, DD.
We're just gonna take a few more chunks out of this generator here.
Mew, one of that TTS has some serious issues.
Ay-yi-yi-yi. I hate that.
Mew, I said the word die, as in D-I-A.
There we go.
Mew, and it pronounced it as day.
Yeah, Edge TTS has some... Oh, god damn it.
Mew, let's try that phrase again. Happy, happy, DD.
Happy, happy, DD.
Mew, blue.
I hate those bad things, by the way. They're so obnoxious. God damn it.
Mew, get your little gold pace.
I am
Mullet Fan, DD.
I am a very good gamer, as you can probably tell. I don't get hurt at all. I am very good at this game, and
Mew. No, you didn't just almost die twice. Mew, that didn't happen.
No, that didn't happen. I'm too good for that stuff to happen. I have 40 out of 100. That's beautiful. Hyaku-hachiju-go. Okay, good. More gold! More gold! Give me all the gold. But yeah, as you can tell, this is a very chill game, and requires absolutely no concentration whatsoever. God damn. Ow. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Better weapon, PLZ.
This is the best weapon I have right now. I'll get that in a minute. I just want to take this fucker out first.
Mew, away Kizar.
What did you just say?
Mew, I was trying to imitate the damn thingy dying.
Oh. Ah, yes, this is lovely. This is a very chill game.
Mew.
Doesn't require...
One little shotgun shell.
Fuck off.
Mew. Holy slime.
Yikes. Shit, we're almost
Mullet
at it again.
Shoddy the shell.
Fuck!
Mew. As an aside, I didn't know shotgun shells could flip switches.
It's so much harder to, like, judge where things are.
Mew. Yeah. Yeah. Poo. Pooja.
Ah! It's so much harder to judge where things are because I have the volume lower so that it's not drowning out the chat.
Mullet fan. Anyways, have to go now.
Okay. Can you kill him, please? Thank you. Alright, good. So, just a reminder, I am very good at this game. I am, the best player of this game that ever was, and, nobody can deny my greatness. Certainly no ego here. No egotism whatsoever. I wish he didn't have to spam enter to pick up items. That would be great. Oh great, another water launching fuck. Oh, hi. Yay. 3, 4. I should not have bought regular rice balls. I should have bought matsutake. This is not great. I'm just like, I'm practically bleeding rice balls here. Hello.
Mew. I'm back.
Hi, back.
Mew. I'm bouncing between streams.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm really not good at this game. That was a pretty good dodge.
Mew, I'm really happy to see that people are actually using the audio pub streaming.
Yeah, it's really cool. I am also I do usually play a bit better than this, but today I'm just being a little bit I don't really...
Mew, it's because you have a terrible weapon.
Yeah, the long sword's not... the short sword's not great. There we go. That's better. Now I can actually purchase the longsword. Speaking of...
Mew, and boomy boom goes the generator.
Long sword. Let's purchase this. Shit. Kinka ga tarinakatta. Well, that's unfortunate. Can we just, like, make this easier on myself? Grind heaven.
Mew. Holy shit. That was effective.
Yeah. I love the slot machine. That's
Mew.
It.
Dva, 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 dva.
Dva, dva, dva.
Mew, that's my slime impression, apparently.
Oh. I hear bray, bray, bray.
Mew, according to Weird TTS.
What the fuck? I got extra text here. That's kind of weird. And then I skipped past it. Never seen that before, but oh well. Can I get the long sword now? Yay! I wonder if the double sword is worth getting, or if I shouldn't even waste my gold on it. Dab. I hate those bad things, as I said. Luckily, this is the last time you'll ever see them. That was rather stupid of me. Let's maybe not do that again. There we go. But yeah, I enjoy this game. I thought of doing like a challenge or something where I try to like... I thought of doing, like, some sort of challenge where I try and, beat the game without upgrading HP at all.
Mew. No actual way.
You could do it. It would just be a pain in the ass. Spend
especially because it's like that little rattling thing so reminds me of an enemy in the gate.
Oh yeah! The statue thingy. By the way, it's kind of pathetic that a dragon only does as much damage as a sword. There's a lot of things on this map. This actually could potentially be a better grinding map than Stage 2 Level 2, I guess. Since you get more, although, like half of these enemies drop chips and not gold, so probably not. Missed me that time. Nice. I think one more hit and I'm dead. Out of 100. Like, literally, one hit from anything, and I'm fucking dead. But yeah, well, luckily that was the last enemy anyway, so it didn't matter so much. This next level is one that I'm not a big fan of. One, because it's all dragons, for one thing. And for another, you get this part, which you can't skip.
Hello there, Book 2. It has been ages.
Book 2. Exactly 10 sword hits to kill a dragon. Yikes. Get away from these a little bit. Just make them step away from the wall a bit.
Yeah. Karmic it soon. Sometimes when I don't feel like killing those enemies, I just spawn turrets, but they are risky to use.
Oh yeah.
Karmic it soon. If you can destroy them, you get a nice 10 gold. Go.
That's true, yeah. I wish I could find some way of, like, trapping an enemy somewhere. Like, away from the turrets and stuff like that, and then spawn a bunch of them. So that I could just kill them all. And then get the gold from them. That would be cool. Oh, that one must have been injured already. Come on. Come here. That one was definitely injured already. Now you can be a little more comfortable, I guess. Because they're spawning away from the wall. Or they're not spawning, but like at this point, like you're far enough away from the wall that you can like.
Karmic it soon. Is it in English mode or Japanese mode?
Japanese, because, I mean, I can understand and speak a little bit of it, and also, so I can understand and speak a little bit of Japanese, but also, some of the scenes are cut out in the English mode. See, like, these guys actually talk. And one more. So that level's pretty easy. Kind of serves as a transitional level, I suppose. By the way, there was something I was considering doing with this game. I actually tried a one-hit thing. So I cheated my maximum HP to 1. And then tried beating the game like that. And it is doable. But, you have to have all the weapons at your disposal in order to pull it off.
Karmic it soon. Damn, Yukio really likes spamming his sounds though instead. LOL.
Yeah. But yeah, you have to have, like... If you wanna do like a one-hit challenge, particularly, you have to have the light shield. You have to have the light shield, for the later levels specifically. Because, if you don't, like, there are certain areas where you have to take some hits to avoid others. Obviously, in one hit mode, you can't, like, if you only have one HP, you can't take any hits. So you kind of need the light shield in order to be able to dodge everything and stuff and, like, take certain hits. And you really have to know what you're doing with that, or else, you know, literally anything at that point can kill you, so it's just something you have to, like, be careful with.
Karma Kitsune, have you ever played Book 1?
I have. I've played all three. And I can't say I've beaten all three fairly, though. I've always cheated. I can beat BK2 in you know, without cheating it. But 1 and 3, I have a bit of trouble doing. I've wanted to try that just to see if I can. But yeah.
Karma Kitsune, I have beaten Book 1 twice.
Yeah, it's kind of a hard... It's kind of a difficult game, I think. Just a little bit. But it's certainly doable, obviously, but... You know.
Karma Kitsune, Stupid Death Mountain.
Yeah. Did you know you can press control space when you have the pachinko selected and you can actually fill up those holes? Which is pretty cool.
Karma Kitsune, I did not.
Yep. You can hold down the control key and press spacebar. It'll fire a ball and it'll fill up that hole. And then you can just walk across all of them. It even plays like a little ding when you fill up the hole. Anyway.
Karma Kitsune.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Let's turn the underwater sounds back on. But yeah, that was fun. I always enjoy playing the BK games when I play them. That it's a lot of fun. Actually, if recording was working, which it's not, I still need to fix that. But if recording was working in PubStreamer, that would have been a great test. That would have been a great test to see how everything patches and stuff like that, and to see if, like, it mutes sources and all that when it's supposed to.
Karma Kitsune, wait, what's PubStreamer?
It's the program that I'm working on right now. I talk more about it in the description and towards the beginning of this stream, and it's archiving. So if you want to go back and listen, you can. But basically, it's an application for streaming to AudioPub. And all the questions about, like, what does this do that you can't get with other streaming software and all that, I answer those questions towards the beginning as well. And I think it answers the question in the description as well. So, yeah. But yeah, PubStreamer is basically what I'm using to talk to you all right now. So it works pretty well. You can do pretty much everything without having to, go to the website. Everything except end the stream. Well, I mean, you can just end the stream, right? And then it'll end on AudioPub's site after 5 minutes. But I want to see if I can tell Claude to make it hit the, like...
Karma Kitsune.
To end the stream.
Interesting. What language is it made in?
Python, with certain portions of it made in C++. and it's vibe coded. But I put a lot of effort and time and love into it, so it works pretty well. Obviously, since it's made with Claude, there's going to be some issues with it. Right now, application patching doesn't work very well, and I'm trying to figure out why and how to fix it.
Karma Kitsune, I see. Vib coding is fun.
Yeah. Like you heard, the BK games work pretty well with it, right? So obviously that's fine. Entombed does not. You hear my microphone through that source. Unfortunately, I don't know. That may just be a bug that I'm going to have to accept until somebody who knows how to take care of that can fix it. Because I don't know. I've struggled so much getting that to work.
Karma Kitsune. That's odd. If one program works, the other should work fine?
Yeah, and so that was the odd thing, right? So Entombed does not work, and that's a 32-bit process, but the BK games are also 32-bit processes, and they work just fine. I've tested it. You've heard it. You heard it work just now. It's just if I add Entombed, it just doesn't work for whatever reason. I don't know why. And then there are certain, like, MVDA doesn't work. You can't patch MVDA. That's another thing. Part of me wants to just chalk it up to Windows audio sucks. And it does. But, like, I don't know, WinCapture Audio in OBS is able to get apps patched just fine. So I feel like maybe it's just an issue
Karmic
with this,
Kitsune.
But
could it be a problem of having more than two sources? IDK the code base, but yeah.
No, it's nothing to do with that. It's just application patching is just sort of buggy. Because, again, Windows does a lot of stuff for the sake of compatibility. And because of that, a lot of things tend to break. And that's just sort of the reality with using Microsoft Windows. If you use Mac or Linux, they don't care so much about backwards compatibility, I think. Linux kind of does, to a certain extent, I suppose, as a direct consequence of it being open-sourced.
Karma Kitsune. That's true. A lot of code hasn't changed since Win95.
Yeah. But yeah, PubStreamer itself is a pretty good application, and it's very well optimized. For instance, I am only using 3.55 gigabytes of RAM right now, and 14.5% CPU. So it works fairly well for what it needs to do in most cases. I'd reckon even BGT apps would work with this. I haven't tested it yet. MVGT certainly does.
Karma Kitsune, how much RAM do you have? And which CPU is it?
I have 8 gigabytes of RAM, and this CPU is MS Info 32. Close find. We don't want that. Intel i7 processor. Running at 1.80 gigahertz. Four cores, 8 logical processors.
Karma Kitsune. That's pretty good.
Well, I mean, by modern standards, this laptop is pretty weak. I bought it in 2017, actually. So it's almost 10 years old.
Karma Kitsune. Aha, I see.
But yeah. I'd say for what I wanted this program to do, it works pretty well. And it has, like I said, it has direct AudioPub integration, so you can type in the title and a description of your stream straight from here and then just start, and you don't even have to open the AudioPub website and start it there and then start streaming with PubStreamer. It just does all that, which is pretty cool. Oh, would you look at that? I found a penny.
Karma Kitsune. Those underwater sound like someone snoring. And yeah, it works perfectly, and it has chat sounds. Is the TTS part of the program as well?
It is, yes. And actually, you can choose from several TTS providers. So Sappy 5, Sam2P Speech-to-Audio Relay, Edge TTS, Azure, the Google Translate voices, the Google Gemini voices, OpenAI, 11 Labs, Piper. It supports quite a bit. I don't use Piper because, I mean, my machine is relatively low power, so it doesn't work as well.
Karma Kitsune. I'd rather not have latency, so I don't use Piper.
Yeah, Piper does have quite a bit of overhead, especially if you're running on lower hardware. But I like how quickly Edge TTS responds in particular. It's pretty cool. And again, if you want to use Star, that would enable you to use Sappy 4 voices as well with it, if you wanted to do that. I don't have a Star server configured, so I cannot do that. But if you do have a Star server, then yeah.
Karma Kitsune. Technically, I only have 5 GB of RAM, because my graphic card, which is a CPU-GPU combo, takes 2 GB.
Oh. Yikes. But yeah, this application takes hardly any RAM and hardly any processing power, so it works decently. It works very nice. And you don't have to deal with, like, using OBS or whatever, which has a tendency to crash on lower hardware.
Karma Kitsune. I did upgrade my SSD to a terabyte because my 512 died.
Yeah. Terabyte's pretty nice. All around decent, hard drive size by today's standards, so yeah, it's not bad, not bad at all. I might, I'm getting a keyboard next month. I've got a keyboard on layaway, the piano type, not computer keyboard. And so I might try to play some stuff. I might do more music streams and stuff like that, which would be pretty fun.
Karma Kitsune. What kind?
I'm not sure. Honestly, I played it. I don't know what the brand is. I just know it's a nice keyboard. It's a pretty nice size. And it's easy to play. So I know that. I got to test run it. As far as what the brand is, I have no idea. But I'm pretty excited to get to try it out and stuff like that. So.
Karma Kitsune, does the tone sound good?
Tone sounds very good, yeah. I'm excited. I cannot play piano very well, so that's a thing to keep in mind. I do try, and I'm not, like, too terrible at understanding, like, chords as much as I used to be, but I'm still not great. Certainly not Andre Louis level.
Karma Kitsune.
Not even close.
I used to be able to play, but I got rusty because my keyboard broke.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm certainly not not Andre Louis level of good. Not even close. Not even by a long shot. Can't really play any songs yet.
Karma Kitsune. Now I have an M32, but I barely use it honestly.
Same, because it's too small. Honestly, it's just not, it's not ideal. But, yeah. I'll be able to show it off at least a little bit, and then, try to play some stuff. I know a few chords. That's about as good as I can do.
Karma Kitsune. It's small. Then when you want high Vilisator, you have to bang the keys. So I just use my PC keyboard.
Yeah, but, you know, it's all right for what it does. But I have the complete control, which means I can use the complete control instruments and stuff, and I can play it on my bigger keyboard, which is gonna be sweet. So I'm pretty excited for that. But, yeah.
Karma Kitsune, have you ever tried making games with Claude?
I have, yes. But I, honestly, I have ADHD, so it's very hard to stay focused on a project. I've stayed focused on this project because I wanted to use it pretty much right away, and I needed a better solution, so I've stayed very focused on this project, and I'm going to see it through until it's fairly feature complete and stable. But as far as, like, games and stuff are concerned, oh boy, I get so distracted, and I go from project to project. This is the first project I've ever, like, stayed consistent with, and it's had a lot of great returns, to be honest with you, but I'm eager to get it finished and get all the stuff that I need to have with it implemented and just get it out there, because I'm ready to move on to something else now. does not take very, very long for me to get burned out on something before I want to move on. And so I'm going to see this through until it's done, obviously. But I am eager for it to be done and for me to move on to the next thing. And honestly, what I was thinking of is, I want to make, I want to make a better version of, well, not, okay, I need to watch how I word this. Not a better version. I want to make a concept clone. So just remember those words, concept clone, of Psycho Strike. That is more modular and has more stuff to it and all that. Because I've heard Bryn play Psycho Strike the last few days, and I, like, there are a lot of things that are fun about it, but there's a lot of things that I also don't like about it, and I would like to have something better. And I feel like I could probably, I hate to say that, I know the guys put a lot of effort into it, and it sounds very mean to say that, but there are some things that about it that I'm not as big of a fan of, and I would like to try my hand at making a similar game. And so that's the next thing I want to take on. That is my next goal.
Karma, yeah? Kitsune. I also tend to jump in between projects as well, but not as badly. Also, which plan do you have? Also, I'd use this because I'm too lazy to set up OBSL and Psycho Strike. Ha! Huh. If you make that, you can make the gate. Because I'm like 98% sure they use the same engine.
Yeah. Let me read the chat again. Oh, what plan do I have? I have the $20 one. But yeah. I'm, like I said, I'm...
Karma Kitsune. The person who I am sharing with purchased Claudemax, but only for month.
Yeah. I'd love to have Claudemax, but... Right now, I'm just not... I'm not in the financial position to do that sort of thing, especially with me buying this keyboard and then getting, like, a hard drive replacement for my desktop, which is the only reason I've been using this laptop for so long, because I don't have anything else right now. And that was part of the inspiration for making this software. But honestly, it is much more convenient to have a single application for doing everything. So, you know, I made this project for that purpose, just because it's just so much more convenient for streaming to AudioPub. And I'm probably even still going to use it, even when I get my desktop computer back. So...
Karma Kitsune. I will be quite sad when it goes back to the $20 plan, honestly. I hate usage limits.
Me too. And again, if I could afford Max, I would get that in a heartbeat. Just because you run out of limits so much less often, and you can finish projects quicker that way. But yeah, I'm, like I said, I'm very excited to just move on to the next project and stuff.
Karma Kitsune. I actually never ran out when using Maximum. I love it so much I'm addicted.
Me too. But yeah, I'm trying to be responsible. I'm trying to finish this project, get it into a usable state, release it to everyone, and have it be, you know, good, polished, make sure it works all right. But I am, like I say, very eager to move on. And once I finish, the project that I'm currently working on, which is this pub streamer and all that, I will definitely be moving on. And that is the next project.
Karma Kitsune. Will it be open sourced?
Yes, GPL V3. In fact, all of the stuff that I typically work on is open sourced because I believe in giving back to the community. So this game that I mentioned to you, that will also be open sourced. So yeah.
Karma Kitsune. Good lad.
Yes, thank you. Everything I do is motivated by giving something back to the community, and so in that vein I believe in doing open source things and stuff like that.
Karma Kitsune. I also do a lot of open source things as well. I even have a Skype clone on my GitHub.
Ooh. Yeah, that's pretty neat. I approve.
Karma Kitsune. A Telegram client as well.
Nice. But yeah, there are some features that people have requested. There are some features that I myself would find useful, because I like to edit my stream archives. Now, of course, this one is not really going to be edited. Partially because, the recording feature isn't working right now, so I need to fix that. And some people said they wanted an invisible interface, like what TW Blue has. And FastSM, I think, also has that. And, you know, you could have something for navigating, like, chats and stuff like that. So I intend to flesh this out, but I think there will be a point here very shortly, within the next couple weeks, where all the features are implemented and you won't really need anything else added. And then, you know, obviously bug fixes and that sort of thing. And then it's onward and upward from there.
Karma Kitsune. Invisible interface? What does that mean?
Invisible,
when I hear the term, I think about those virtual UIs that blind people make.
invisible interface, as in, like, you know how TW Blue has that thing where you can use, like, Control, Windows, Alt, and the arrow keys to move around in the, like, it's a global key, but you can use it to move around, like, the timeline and stuff like that, view posts, and their keys to, like, boost and all that, and it announces through, like, accessible output to NVDA and stuff like that directly. Which, by the way, if I was to implement that, I would be using Prism. Possibly. I just have to figure out...
Karmic it soon.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
I have to figure out a way... I'm pretty sure I can integrate Prism without violating the terms of the GPL. Because Prism is not released under the GPL. It's released under something different. But I think... Well, I don't know. I don't know how linking works. Like, I think if it's a dependency that you have to install the dependency and it doesn't come with it, like, because we're using UV as well for package management. So I think if you have to do, like, UV sync and it has to download the dependencies, I think that's fine. I think then you're not violating the terms of the GPL. And that's... I'm actually going to... Bytebender agreed to test this before I make it public because I want to make sure that... I want to make sure that all the... like, everything's implemented properly and that we're not violating license stuff and that, like, the program doesn't have security vulnerabilities and stuff. So I'm definitely having people audit this before I go ahead and make it public, because the last thing I want to do is make something public that's going to violate license terms. So I'm going to have a few people just making sure that I'm compliant with everything. That's something I have been concerned about.
Karma Kitsune. Cool beans.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm going to call it a stream here. I'm going to go ahead and stop for now because I have other things that I need to attend to. But I appreciate everyone joining in and chatting with me. And yeah, I will see you guys whenever I see you next. Bye.